Episode 1313, Why Are You Not Your Healthiest You?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Today is Wellness Wednesday, and I hope you are ready to put on your healthy cap. It's a question we're answering today. Why are you not your healthiest you? Do you know the answer? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. So why are you not your healthiest you? If you knew the answer to this question, you would be healthy, right? But you do know the answer. It's just not what you were thinking. When you decided to get healthy and change your lifestyle regarding fitness and nutrition, how did you go about that change? How did you even know where to start? Well, you probably Googled a few questions hoping for the miraculous answer. At least that's what we do nowadays, right? Because everything's computerized. We can have the answers at our fingertips. Maybe you stayed up late and ordered that famous workout that featured people who lost 30, 40 pounds. That was a little bit the olden days, but infomercials still do exist. You were all over everything that promised you success. However, what happened when success failed? You got discouraged. You began to sink into your own backlash, the failure blues, and you played it every single moment. You would tell everybody about your failure blues. Anybody that you could bring attention to as to where you had fallen short. You know what happens when you're not a winner, right? You back away. Momentum slows down. You buy into every excuse that you just crushed a few weeks back. Your beliefs shrink. Why is it that we all believe by having a perfect plan, it makes you successful? Now, that might be not exactly word for word what you believe or even the actions you take when you want to get healthy, but understand this. There is a process to the madness, and the one thing that might be missing is the obstacle for the opportunity. What actually might be working against you can actually work for you. Use the obstacle for opportunity. This is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Use the obstacle for opportunity. Why are you not your healthiest you? Okay, that's the question. So how do we begin to figure out that answer? The answer that fits you. It's not about fitting me. It's not about fitting your neighbor. It's not about fitting your girlfriend or your mom or your daughter. It's about fitting you. So what isn't working when it comes to your health? Well, we're going to break it down into three areas on how you can get that answer. So number one, define the obstacle and then pick one. You can only have one, but I do want you to look at the overall kind of, you know, your big view, your big picture as to where you may be falling short. What are the obstacles you're facing? Is it food? How are you eating? Are you moving less than what you think? Are you eating too much or too little? These are just some examples. And then just a few. I mean, you can sit here and ask question upon question upon question. However, what I want you to do is I want you to ask the basic questions. And you know the basic ones, the ones that are just kind of surface level. Oh gosh, how much food am I eating? Okay, great. And when you break it down and you start looking at it, you're like, okay, where do I fit in? Now, right now, understand, when you're talking about the healthiest you, today we're defining your healthiest you as the fitness and the nutrition. We could be adding in a lot of other factors called sleep. We could be talking about energy. We could be talking about, I mean, the list goes on and on. But today, for simplicity, we're going to keep it simple. It's about fitness and nutrition. So those are the two that I want you to look at. Now, if you're like, oh, I've got fitness and nutrition down, I'm failing at three or four other things, then look at those. But most of us, we really don't have fitness or nutrition down. We really could be heightening one, making one better than what it has been. So define the obstacle and pick one. So maybe you have decided that maybe it's food. And you're like, okay, and looking at all of this, maybe I really have got this fitness thing figured out, but this nutrition part stinks. All right, so then I want you to take it to the next level. What are the obstacles you're facing? So you're going to look again and you're going to start asking other questions. Now you're saying, wait a minute, I don't know that I know what other questions to ask. Well, that's when you do call on someone and you say, I need some help. I need a coach. I need to consult with someone. And you're like, well, who do I call? Well, that's people call personal trainers. They sometimes call mom, but sometimes even those people don't always have the answer. But one thing you can explore right now is when you click on the link Take Aim in the show notes, you have a free complimentary coaching call with me. Let's explore this together. Let's figure out what's happening with the obstacle that you're facing right now. What is it? Is it truly fitness? Is it truly nutrition? Where's the breakdown? Where's the fallout? So let's go back to the example. When you're talking about food, I want you to take it to the next level in that questioning to define the obstacle. And I want you to think about, okay, what does that mean? You got to get to the nitty-gritty. And that's number two. Get to the nitty-gritty. What are the details of the obstacle or the problem? How often are you eating? When are you eating? How much are you eating? What are you eating? Where are you eating? What are the patterns? I mean, those are just a few questions. Now, if you're like, wait a minute, but I'm not eating, I'm exercising, then these are your questions. Just to start, how often are you exercising? When are you exercising? How much are you exercising? Where are you exercising? What are the patterns? So you can take these basic questions and bring it into fitness or nutrition. Now, I want you to go a step further though. If you say, okay, it's food, and you're like, how often am I eating? Okay, I'm eating 4 to 5 times a day. Well, when do you start eating? Well, I start eating like at 10 o'clock in the morning. And you're eating 4 or 5 meals starting at 10 o'clock. So when is your last meal? Oh, I don't get done till like maybe 10, 11 o'clock. Okay. When do you go to bed? Oh, I don't know. I go to bed, well, 10 or 11 o'clock. Do you see how some things are correlating here? Wait, you've got patterns. You really shouldn't be eating right before you go to bed because your body is going to say, huh, you're not working. You don't need it. And guess what? It stores away all of that goodness. Now, maybe it's not goodness that you're putting in. Maybe it's junk. But it could be goodness junk. What do I mean by that? Maybe you look at your obstacle here and you're breaking down the details. You get to the nitty gritty and you find out that you're eating 2 grapes. Next thing you know, you've had 5 apples in the day. You're like, I did not have that many apples. Okay, apples aren't bad for you, right? Neither are grapes. 2 grapes can't hurt anybody. But when you add that all up and you begin to look at the full spectrum, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm eating more fruit than I'm in protein. I'm like getting maybe 20 grams of protein, but I'm eating like 400 grams of sugar. It's good sugar, but it's junk good sugar. Right? We all want that yummy, tasty goodness. But if you're wanting results in your body and you're wanting to feel really good, well, what happens when you eat that apple? So that's getting into the nitty gritty even more. So if you look at your schedule, you're like, okay, I eat from 10 to 10, 11 o'clock. I have an apple in the morning. I'm doing great. But man, I have that apple come about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And all of a sudden I get kind of tired, but I don't have that feeling at 10 o'clock. And whenever I eat it again, there's some patterns there. You can begin to figure out that maybe your body doesn't need as much goodness, junk sugar, that you are intaking. Does that make sense? So get to the nitty gritty. Now, does this take work? Yes, it does. And none of us really want to work. But if you want to be your healthiest you, you have to be willing to get to the nitty gritty. And finally, number 3, do what you know. Do what you know. You know what doesn't work, so do what does work. And most of the time, that means doing what you don't want to do. Guilty, huh? It is. We're all guilty of this. We know that we're probably eating out too much. We know that we probably aren't moving as much as we think we are, or as much as our little fit watch tells us. What do you need to do for you? What doesn't work can show you what does work. So what is that going to look like? Well, maybe when you're eating and you've discovered all of this and you've taken your apples and you're like, okay, I need to kind of maybe get rid of the apples and I only have one in the morning. I allow myself to have one. Or better yet, when I have my apple, I always make sure I include protein with it because protein should be eaten every single time I eat. And that's true. So if you're going to have an apple, yes, it's healthy for you, but you need to have protein with it. So have a half an apple and about 10 to 12 almonds. Balance, yummy, goodness. But you don't need to have that in the afternoon because there's too much sugar there. Okay? And you definitely can't have it right before bed because maybe you're not sleeping well. You begin to find these patterns. Now, what you may also find is, oh my gosh, I thought I was eating great here, but I don't eat lunch till like 2 o'clock. If I'm starting eating at 10 o'clock, I eat lunch at 2 o'clock. I'm having dinner come around 7, 8, maybe 9 o'clock, you know, and then I'm having dessert. This is not helping me at all, and I'm eating 5 times a day. Okay, maybe I need to start looking at my lunch, and I need to eat a healthier lunch because you tend to eat out more often. Maybe you don't think you are, but as you begin to write everything down, you begin to look at it. Oh my gosh. Maybe for you is exercise. And you just can't fit everything into your schedule. And by the time you get home and the kids are all settled in, you're like, the last thing I want to do is go and work out. That's the last thing I want to do. So what could you do about it? You know what doesn't work. So what does work? In the morning, before anything else happens, before your real day starts, well, your real day now is going to include exercise in the morning. You know what doesn't work, so do what does work. And that means, yes, doing what you don't want to do. Call it fair, call it unfair, it's called life. And you're on a journey. You're here to train for life and love your journey. This doesn't have to be a have-to life. It can be a get-to life. But we have to begin to start switching our brains, switching our thoughts, how and what we're telling ourselves. You want to be your healthiest you. You've got to be willing to, number one, define the obstacle, pick one, get to the nitty gritty, and do what you know. Now, again, if you want help with this, I am here for you. All you have to do is click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. Remember, your obstacle is your opportunity to a healthier you. You choose. You matter. Are you ready to train for life and love your journey? Come on in. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.